Welcome to the final lesson of Writing for Ministry. I'm Adam Novice, and it's been my pleasure to be your instructor for this course. This is Lesson 13, Prophetic Writing, Pastoral Writing. This is an important lesson for us as Christians. After all, we're Christians in our writing just as much as we are in our daily interactions with people face to face. Good writing comes in many different forms. There's also going to be disagreement about what constitutes good writing and what doesn't. This is okay. Disagreement is okay. But as we grow as writers, we want to move away from calling something good or bad, because these are terms that are oversimplifying. And we want to be a little more skilled at identifying what we don't like about something, or what could be done to make it better. This is what makes someone a good editor. They'll be able to talk about consistency of voice, or the structure of your argument, or how you resort to cliche or melodrama. But today, for this lesson, you don't need to worry about those things. You should work to build your editorial vocabulary, but that takes a lifetime of reading and writing and careful study. No, today, I want us to think together about two terms that apply to the writing of Christians. They are very different, but they're also connected. They are pastoral and prophetic. First, pastoral. A pastoral writer tries to write in the same spirit of hospitality that they would display when hosting a guest in their home or meeting someone for the first time. It's the hospitality required when speaking from the pulpit, when serving the bread and the wine, or when baptizing a new believer. Pastoral writers believe that writing can be a calling. They understand it to be God's will that they write. Of course, now, this belief could easily result in an attitude of arrogance. But a pastoral writer writes to build a more expansive, a more larger vision of the kingdom of God. They may write critically, but they'll do it with tenderness. The good Christian writer will see what they do as a gift from God, but a gift meant for the good of other people. You don't need to be a pastor to write pastorally, but when you do, it can sometimes become an act of worship. Out of God's call to write flows the drives to read, to master the craft, to embrace vulnerability, and to live a fully integrated life. And all of this is done, not for our glory, but to build up the church. Next is prophetic writing. The prophetic voice has a long tradition in Christianity, going back to the biblical prophets. Abraham Joshua Heschel, in his book, The Prophets, explains it this way. The prophet is a man who feels fiercely. God has thrust a burden upon his soul, and he is bowed and stunned at man's fierce greed. Frightful is the agony of man. No human voice can convey its full terror. Prophecy is the voice that God has lent to the silent agony, a voice to the plundered poor, to the profaned riches of the world. It is a form of living, a crossing point of God and man, God raging in the prophet's words. The prophetic voice in writing is that voice which beholds the world with clear eyes and whose heart cannot be still. The prophet speaks truth to power. It is the ability to look at something and say, "This is not the way things are supposed to be." To stand on the proverbial street corner and use your words to shake things up, to make a scene, to ruffle feathers, rock the boat, roar like a lion. Anne Lamott says it this way: we write to expose the unexposed. If there's one door in the castle you've been told not to go through, you must. Otherwise, you'll be just rearranging furniture in rooms you've already been in. Most human beings are dedicated to keeping that one door shut. But the writer's job is to see what's behind it, to see the bleak, unspeakable stuff, and to turn the unspeakable into words. not just into any words, but if we can, into rhythm and blues. The prophet is often the voice from the margins. The prophet is not overly concerned with stability, security, and the status quo. In fact, she is often looking to upset these things. Usually, prophets are unpopular. So when do you need to be pastoral and when do you need to be prophetic? I can't tell you that. But you should be aware that there are deep traditions within Christianity of both of these things. There is a lot of writing out there. Well, honestly, most of it on the internet, but much of it by Christians that is neither pastoral or prophetic. It is plainly hateful and inhospitable. It is angry and accusatory. It uses a tone that I would be embarrassed and ashamed to see in my local church. But people act differently when they're writing. They feel a little more detached, especially over the internet. Don't be that kind of writer. Be kind and generous and loving to your readers. Always remember that your words have power. Power to comfort and power to challenge. Congratulations on making it all the way through this course, and thank you. It's been my honor and privilege to walk beside you as you have. I hope you feel better equipped to write. I hope you feel excited to sit down and tackle a new project. Maybe more importantly, I hope you've learned a little something about yourself and that you feel more secure in who you are and letting your voice out into the world. Let's write.